Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, it's so nice to hear some nice, fun voices.
All right.
Because I've been reading your emails. It's a little intense out there. Okay, so let's go ahead and go into lecture mode. And let's begin. Everyone, take a deep breath. Okay, let's do an alignment, body, mind, and spirit. Percent infinite potential for your alignment today. We've had some beautiful emails and postings in the Facebook group. If you want to join the Facebook group, but you just have been shy or haven't gotten around to it, do yourself a favor and do that. It's a positive place, and people are allowed to say what's going on with them. We just want you to also bring it all the way around to your resolution of it. It's where we practice resolution and supporting each other through success. I'm working through this alignment with everyone right now. I'm going to work on the core energy. All right, let's go ahead and connect to the new earth. I'll bring in some quick new earth energy for everyone who doesn't have that completely wired yet, bringing it all the way down. And we'd like you to put your attention into the heart of the new earth. Good. And allow the energy there to absorb all the electrical mind energy, the excess energy, the fears, concerns, desperation. Very good. We're going to ask for our work today that everything be put in proper perspective, in the finest perspective for our alignment. There's a lot of white energy, and I'm going to let that white energy move from who you are in the center of the earth. We're still kind of cooking down there. There's quite a bit of energy that's moving off of people. So I'm going to stay there, but I'm preparing the energy for when you come back to your body. And while in the heart of the earth, I want you to be brave enough to let go of any personality traits you're holding on to, any patterns that are holding you back, the ones that keep you playing small, your fear, and any part of you that's still resonating with the old paradigm and the old way of living. Just let that go. Going to bring in quite a bit of ultraviolet crystal light for everyone. This is a week of big change. I use the word infinite potential because that's a very good descriptive word of the universal force, or what we used to refer to as God without the religious triggers. The infinite is unlimited. And within the infinite intelligence, there is an amazing plan for your life and your resolution. Take a deep breath. There's not a limitation to it. It keeps flowing. People sometimes get confused and they think that their life is limited because a big daddy in the sky decided it needed to be limited. I want you to take a deep breath. And as we're raised with parents, people who have control over our life, we do see that we have limitations due to people more powerful than ourselves. In the new paradigm, we are willing to let go of some of these concepts because some of these concepts hold us back. They are of a corporate nature, a government nature, a religious nature, a tribal nature, a community nature. Take a deep breath. We have gender. I speak to women a lot who are in so much self-hatred. They cannot bear other women being successful. It's very challenging to them. Take a deep breath. Oftentimes men are quite confused and they don't understand this at all, but we do see this quite a bit, and a lot of women are letting this go now. They're going into enough self-acceptance that the prosperity of another woman, actually, they can see that works in their favor. But throughout time, women have been projected on and held back, and it's okay to let that go now. So let's bring in some energy to resolve projections, illusions, delusions, misidentification. And when we let all this go, we come back to you are light and you are love. That's what you are. That is your identity. You are the embodied presence of those two energies, light and love. You have an unlimited amount of this for you, for your time on Earth. It's unlimited. There's no limits. Now, what does limit your experience here, your abundance, your prosperity, or what happens, are a lot of what we talk about in the biocomputer, in our core, our subconscious things. You could say that. You could say patterns. You could say conditioning. You could say our thought pattern. You could say a lot of different things. But there are things within us that limit us. And I'm going to use an old saying. It's been around for about 30 years. If you follow most people who are very broke, and they win a lottery in a matter of a short period of time, they no longer have any of that money. Now, why is that? I know most of you know the answer to this, but I'm going to walk through it. The reason they don't have that anymore is no matter what smart steps they took, there was an inner saboteur standing in their way. It wasn't that there was a God in the sky that said, this person shall not hold that money. You have free will here. And our time on Earth is a great time to resolve how we use our free will and be able to look. Knowing yourself is a spiritual tenet. Know yourself. Knowing your triggers, knowing where these points of weakness are, is how we resolve this. This is how we let that limitless nature be our reality. Take a deep breath. Now, there are many people and many cultures. Some cultures are more prone to this than others, where curses, family dynamics are very powerful. It's less strong in the U.S., but it's very strong other places. they may be stronger in other ways. You know, it all evens out all over the world, but everyone has their own dynamic that they're dealing with and their challenge. Now, how do we resolve this challenge? We know ourselves. We know where our triggers are, and we open the door to light and love in those places. And when we do, it starts resolving. Now, in my work, I talk about fractal pieces of the soul. Fractal pieces of the soul that shed off when where we get this very strong core that has so much light and love flowing through it, goes through experiences where some parts of ourselves are unable to accept. And they leave, or they get tied up. They get tied up in a program and they're not able to actually be strong for us anymore. They're busy running a subconscious, subliminal, or a disassociated program. Take a deep breath. So Betsy had a beautiful post on the Facebook page about she was really getting strongly her horizontal alignment, which is very much, it's like the two calls back, or last call, about our tree, how if we are a tree and we pull in our branches, how we are stronger. Because we're not giving horizontally so much that we lose our core. So there's so many ways that we can work getting our core strong. So I want you to take another deep breath. And as we look at the core of everyone, it's looking pretty good. This is how you strengthen it. You can run light right up your core. And ask that it move to its most infinite potential. And when you do that, anything that you're creating on a subconscious level kind of stops creating that way. You can move yourself back by raising the energy you've raised yourself out of spiritual, I guess you could call them spiritual laws or ebbs and flows, karmic things, polarity. We move out of it when we raise our energy. But until you can hold your energy up there for long periods of time, you're going to drop down. And when you do drop down, that's when the fun begins. It's like, oh no, I thought I got rid of that. Well, what you're doing is now seeing things in a different way. And what you might see is that you have a subconscious pattern, something that's making you feel weak, and you are entangled in it. It might have overlays of your family. It might have other people in it. It might have patterns. It might be something you call evil or a curse or this or that. It doesn't matter. It's entangled. It's kind of tied up. And it's a piece of yourself, of your consciousness, of your soul that's ready to come home. Because you noticed it, it's ready to come home. Take a deep breath. And when it comes home, that experience is not an ugly experience that it had, because you immediately go into empowerment, wisdom, and more self-love when you've completely brought it back. Now, I know sometimes we can't completely bring things back. We're not quite ready to. We've just begun the process. So for all those things that we're in the process of bringing back, let's go ahead and do that now. Strengthen your core and allow the fractal pieces that are in process, entangled in other areas that keep us weak, to come home. And home is your core. That's your soul. Very good. I want to talk about desperation. There's a lot of desperation out there this week. So desperation is a matter of perspective and urgency. And much of the time, what we think is urgent in a desperate way may not be. It could be, but it may not be. So I invite you to take a walk, to get perspective, to get more energy in. Ask for the grace of love to come in and to go to work on something with you and on your behalf. Co-create with it. Allow that urgency just to start moving through. Not only do you help solve a problem, you're spiritually growing. Now, I'm going to call this a sign of the times of this week, of the energy present collectively, astrologically, cosmically, universally. We've got an eclipse coming up. We've got new moons. We've got stuff, right? But as a group, we see an awful lot of people move into desperation, and we're seeing quite a few people have actually quite angry outbursts when I point out a point of weakness. It's not just me. I've talked to other people, and they're seeing that in people they're working with too. I have friends that are that work in other areas of care for people, and it's almost like a lashing out. No, that's not my problem. But I guarantee you, if you're lashing out, there is a problem there. There's something there. And so we don't need to make it bigger than it is, but we need to be aware that our lashing out, our reaction, is showing us that something really is there. So take a deep breath. And all the places you're feeling reactive, let's invite those pieces back in and love them. So what we began to see this week, or what I noticed, is that a lot of people, they shoot a big energy of running away, which looks like a goal, but it's avoidance of some part of themselves that they can't see. And they're putting a lot of positive thought and energy into escaping. And I can understand that. There's a lot of abundance teaching where it's all about positive thinking. But if you're not getting anywhere with that positive thinking, this is what's happening. You're actually racing away from an aspect of yourself that is crying out to come home. And that's the reactive nature. It's crying to come home. Take a deep breath. That's the fear. There's a part of you in there that is afraid. There's a part that feels over urgent. And for some of you, there's a part of you that feels completely out of control, that you cannot control another person's actions. So take a deep breath. And for everywhere you've ever felt out of control because you're not able to get someone else to do what you want, I want you to invite that part home. There's a lot of energy in that. So it may come because you feel sad. It might be there because you're angry. It might be there because you can't think that you could live without this person. I want you to love all those pieces. Now and in the past that ever felt that way. And I want you to focus on the soul fractal piece that's vibrating there and bring it home. And we're activating that so it will integrate, so it will sync up and synthesize. In other programs, I've talked about this being like a boomerang effect. it's something that it keeps coming back, because you can't actually run from it or throw it away, because it's a piece of you. It's a part of you. And it's time to look at it as a refugee part of you that needs to be loved, that needs to feel that higher energy of unconditional acceptance and love. For those that are judging themselves, feeling ugly about themselves, let's go in and love that part too. I want everyone just to take a little bit of time and let unconditional love flow. Bringing in some golden energy of sovereignty for you. It's aligned with crystal energies, violet energies, other colors. Allow that to come in. Go through all the quantum particles of you. Some of you will see like almost like a golden rod, or it's actually light, but it'll go from the earth all the way to above your head, deep into the earth, all the way above your head. It can align this way. Strengthening everyone to astrology, cosmic forces, the ebb and flow, the karma they're afraid of. Let's go into the parts of you that feel afraid of karma or a backlash. A sense that if you move forward, something's going to put you back in your place. Any part of you that's vibrating there, I want you to bring it into your heart. And let's love it. Very good. Okay, so I want to also talk about some of the anxiousness that people are feeling, and I invite you to have some more play with that. So if you're feeling that, if you're feeling a bit out of sorts, and you haven't done the Abundance Playground, go ahead and go back and do that. I invite you to go do that. There's no requirement that you do that, but if things aren't moving for you, then go step by step. We have, you know, quite a few more calls, a bit more time to be together. And as these energies are bringing up what needs to go, go ahead and let things work in your favor. Go ahead and allow the energy that I'm bringing forth to assist you with that playground. Okay, take a deep breath. All right. Okay, I had a really good question about tithing. Tithing, for those of you who grew up in different ways of looking at it, is where you take 10% of your income and you give it back to the church or a religious organization or another organization. And some people are feeling like there's something not right about that, or they don't like the force with which it's asked, or the curses that they're given. If you don't, then bad things will happen. Now, I have seen this over the last few years made into a pretty intense sales pitch in some churches, even churches that I actually like. And so I don't attend, but I have seen this, and I think I know what you're talking about, where if you don't give, then you are not going to be able to receive. Now, blackmail is not a very good way to do spiritual work, I find. I find it usually works against and brings up fear in people. But fear is a control mechanism that's used. And so I generally suggest people resolve that part of them that feels fear. It's not really a gift if you're giving out of guilt or fear that something bad will happen to you. Take a deep breath. Okay. I'm going to also share this with you. Let's say that you believe in giving 10%. That's fine. It's a good belief. It's not a bad belief. It's just a belief, and you can have it if you desire it. If you feel good about that, then give to where your light increases. Give to something that feels right to you, and dare to investigate. In this day and age, even the most beautifully advertised charities often are not that charitable. So investigate in that. Give to wherever it feels right for you to give. Even some of the taxation that many of us get in many countries goes to social services to a certain level. So it's really worthy of a good meditation to see what your number is for tithing. If you cannot get your receiving and giving flowing, then I want you to start giving to yourself. And that doesn't mean you have to be extravagant. I want you to do kind things for yourself. What do you need, and give it to yourself? So you're giving and you're receiving. You're giving and you're receiving. You're activating that internal flow. You're being generous with yourself in thought, in spiritual presence. You're finding those parts of yourself that are lost. I was talking to a friend. I know I said this to her like 100 times. I was talking to her last night, and she finally heard me. And this is what I said that allowed her to hear me. I was talking about her fractal pieces that are broken off. She had an awful lot of abuse in her life, and she was still running into the old patterns, looking for a man to take care of her, looking for someone else to rescue her, and almost always finding someone who is going to abuse her again. Very ingrained pattern with her. And she got to a place where she said, I feel like I want to tell the whole world about all of my abuse. I need to like advertise it, put ads in. I just want to scream. And we talked about that. And this is what came for her. It is, yes, take that part of yourself that needs to scream and love it the same way you would do a child who is a refugee or lost or an orphan. You would love that child. And it's the same way with the parts of yourself that have been abandoned by other people, your parents, husbands, doctors, governments. Love those parts. The parts that hope that someone would finally recognize them and take care of them. Bring those in and do it yourself. Now, the thing is, we don't think our love is good enough. That's why this seems outrageous to us. But it is. It's actually the purest kind of love you can give to yourself, because it's coming directly from source. So take a deep breath, and all the places you're waiting for someone else to give to you, go ahead and bring those parts in and let's love them. So we've talked about waiting for money and how waiting is just going to set up more waiting. So whatever is your first language, come up with words that mean I am allowing. I'm allowing this money to come to me. And for every place, just saying a word that means that triggers you, I want you to love that part too. Because here's the truth. Anytime we're reacting to loving ourselves, we don't believe that we deserve it. And if we can't deserve love, we probably are not feeling deserving of being a grand creator of our prosperity. Take a deep breath. And the other thing that comes up is our patterns of working really hard. Or money came to me this one way, so I need it to keep coming to me that way. But if you're asking for spiritual growth and prosperity at the same time, it's coming a different way. Take a deep breath and let it in. People get so hung up on hard work. And the word hard is good and bad, depending on how we look at it. But working to the point of exhaustion, working to the point of having no life, working until you have nothing left to give, that's not smart work. So let's love all the parts of ourselves that subtly believe or unsubtly believe that that is how we need to get money. Okay, so a sense of having impending doom is a pretty good trigger for some of you. So let's go find that part that's playing that role, that's saying, let's have some impending doom and let's be afraid of it. We don't know when it's happening, but we're going to live our life as if it's going to get us at any moment. Go get those parts and bring them back. Okay. So I told everyone in the group we were going to work towards resolution, and I want to definitely do a complete process on this. So I want you to think of a goal that you might have that may be in reaction to something else. And if you're very visual or you have a strong sense, you can follow a line from that goal back to what made you create it in the first place. And that can be something you're running away from, an identity you're trying to suppress. Go find what it is. Sometimes it's something we're denied, that we've suppressed, that we've forgotten. Go ahead and find that part. Sometimes there are lies, places we've shut down, places we're numb to. want you to invite those fractal pieces that are there to come home. And I'm going to assist everyone in bringing in the unconditional love to allow for that integration. So if you're hearing that you need to play it big, but you're feeling really small, I want you to bring that part in, or you feel inhibited or uncertain. Just love the part that feels that. So in this process, we love each layer. So we, in the example I gave, which is actually a question I got, we'll go to the part that's feeling too small to play it big, the part that's uncertain to know how to take those steps. Let's love those parts. Because they would interfere with your intuition. And we love the little girl that's in there. Who might want to just stay in bed and put a pillow over her head. Because it all seems too much. So just keep loving each part, each layer that comes to your mind and allow it to integrate. And each layer that comes up has a fractal piece of you in it, and that will come home. And when it's loved completely, the reaction, the thought, the emotion around it dissolves. So now we've played with how sometimes we create out of trying to run away. And I want to talk again about neutrality. So it's better to be solid in your core and neutral than have a giant, giant, giant goal. Because that giant, giant, giant goal is fabulous, and it's great that we allow that. But I want your concentration to be on just strengthening the core. Because as we strengthen the core, we're going ahead and we're letting go of all the subconscious things, all the things that are holding us back, all the things that are in the way. It allows us, we can even strengthen the core to get through things, a surgery. And you can do that to the extent that your subconscious things are not going to get triggered. It doesn't mean that they may not still be there. But if you're in an emergency situation, you can strengthen your core where they're not going to be an issue. Take a deep breath. So I want to talk about neutrality and what the heck does that mean? So I do neutrality. We can do it in the mind. We can do it in the heart. We can do it in the body. But the kind of neutrality I'm talking about is you need to be neutral to all the grand things that you want in your life and all the triggers that brings up. And you have to be neutral to the worst case scenario that you are afraid of. So let's look at all the time, spaces, and dimensions as a group that we are actually afraid of our prosperity. And I'm going to say for 90% of you, it's because of what you think you'll lose by being prosperous, your position in a family, the way people think of you, the identity that you hold. So let's invite all the parts of ourselves as a group back to yourselves, the ones that belong to you, of course, right now. 340 million little pieces, all going back to everybody now, and just open the doorway to love. the part of you that secretly believes that if you get ahead, that the rug is going to get pulled out from under you. Let's go ahead and love those parts. And the parts that feel like you cannot deserve it. The parts that feel desperate. And the part that already thinks you're going to fumble it before you even get it. I had an email about someone who felt that their household was quite negative. And the description's pretty rough. So I'm going to go through and I'm going to strengthen every line of every word everybody sent me. And there's a lot. There's quite a few emails here. I'm going to do that now. Now, taking a spiritual journey, a lot of people do that in times of stress. But I want you to be strong to it. And I want you to go back into the parts of yourself that are trying to escape and love those. Those are often bored parts and parts that feel like this is just too much for me. I can't handle it one more day. I want you to love those parts. Now, a lot of you jump ahead and you think, what does she mean by that? What does that mean if I do that? If I love those parts, am I going to start suddenly be okay in my situation? And the fact is that may be true, or it might be true that you'll have the strength to leave. It could go either way. But one thing for sure, being afraid or uncomfortable in your situation doesn't help your situation. It just makes it worse. So if we neutralize that, we bring in and integrate those fractal pieces that are living in that uncomfortableness and just sick and tired of it. And that's a good one for everyone. All the parts of ourselves that are sick and tired of something, let's invite those home for integration. We're going to stream the unconditional love to it. We'll let it sync up with our soul. And we'll allow those parts that used to be sick and tired to synthesize. So some of you are still working on that. I'm going to stay with it a little longer. And that sick and tired is actually just really angry that you have to live a certain way. For those also in the medical intuitive group, sick and tired is a common thing that we all work through when we have physical symptoms. Okay, so I also want to talk about family dynamics, where everybody needs to be strong together and apart. For everyone you're living with, within your immediate family, the next level of family, and it's true with your community, it's even true with your country, but everyone's strong, separate, and together. And that means nobody weakens anybody. And it increases everyone's ability to be aligned. If you've ever been the strong one that made other people feel weak, this is good for you. And if you're the weak one and everyone else is making you feel weaker, then let's go ahead and strengthen that, because I want all the parts of yourself that feel weak in the presence of another to come home now. Let's go ahead and integrate those and call those into your heart. Stream unconditional love. Allow those parts to sync up and strengthen our core to accept them and allow them to synthesize. It's just fast soul retrieval. Now, the part of yourself that doesn't know what to do because family members feel weaker around you, I want you to bring in those parts of yourself that don't know what to do, that understand they're uncomfortable and tend to weaken yourself so they can be comfortable in your presence. Everywhere you're doing that, in your family, in your job, I'd like you to invite those parts in and let's love those whole and integrate and sync up and allow the unconditional love to flow so those parts can come home. Okay, very good. So today we were going to work with word triggers. Now, if English is not your first language, you might want to just allow the words in whatever language you're speaking to come forward and do this. And so I'd like you to bring, and we're going to bring in some dolphins energy. And that is a beautiful bridge between the highest energy available and Earth. And I see actual dolphins swimming around because it just makes me happy. But you can also see celestial colors or figures swimming around. And we're allowing that for everyone right now. And we're going to do an energetic process. I have so many words that were given. Thank you all for everyone sharing their trigger words. I want you to see a big gold pot in front of you. It's a very special pot. And we're going to put our word triggers in there. And then we'll move to our number triggers. But I want your word triggers in there. And all your languages and any language you ever used to speak. In the shortcut language. So language is interesting because words that throughout time, words change in meaning. But also they some words take on the layers and energy of how people feel about the word or how they use the word. So it almost is energetically dirty and so unclean. And so we're going to put all those words in the pot. Because I don't want any word to trigger you. And once you clean out your word triggers, you're going to notice how many other people are so triggered by certain words. And you can start cleaning them out yourself. Okay, so here's some of the triggers. I'm going to just say them. And we're going to, I want you to allow the light and the unconditional love to flow into your big gold bowl. And we're going to stream gold energy in just to neutralize these words, and we'll allow the dolphin energies to go into your body, any places that the words are stuck or the energy of the words have been stuck. And I want them, and just allow that to go into this big pot, and we'll just go ahead and neutralize all of it. And the gold and beautiful energies are streaming into that pot now. The first word I want you to put in there is loser. The phrase fear of loss. Measuring up. Now, if one is especially sticky for you, I want you to see all of your favorite colors and I want you to write it in the air and allow the colors just to disintegrate it and let it to fall into the pot. So measure up. legal ease and legal words. Deals. Taxes. So if I say the word taxes, almost everyone feels heavy. So let's go into all the parts of yourself that feel heavy, that are attached to the heaviness with that, because we want you to get to a feeling of blessing that you can pay your taxes. That's easy. And that's a fast way to get it out of your consciousness. Income tax. Drudgery. Money plateaus. It's as if you're stuck in a box and you can't move anymore. Equality. Equity. Mortgage. Let's love all these words. Let's get them neutralized. Any place you're weak, let's send some strength. Goals, assessment, dreams, abundance playground, fear, and fear of abundance, millions. Income, receiving, so everywhere that you've received, that you still feel weak about it. Billions. Rupees. Dollars and whatever monetary name you have, I want you to put it there. Gold. Predictions. Readings. Divorce. It's funny how divorce has such a monetary connotation to it. And separation. So let's go ahead and clean out all the places that we've experienced a loss over divorce. Dowry. Estrangement. Outcast. Manic. Depressive. Emotional control. Inheritance, paid in full, hard work, resentment, passwords, accounts, computers, programming, greater purpose. Push, exhaustion, expansion, self-doubt, unworthy, not measuring up, all the parts of yourself that do not measure up and where you're not enough. I'd like you to put those in the pot. Allow all your fractal pieces to feel love. All the patterns everyone has of their mind cutting up their spiritual ability and abundance and their flow when they feel like they don't measure up. And they're not enough. If you feel like you're not enough, there's going to be a lot of not enough. because what we put out, we get back. So if there's a vibration in you that's saying, I'm not enough, then you're going to get a lot of not enough. So that's a really good one to resolve. Freedom. Boomerang. Anniversaries. Birthdays. Failure. The word time. Political. Names. Names of politicians.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
She'll probably come back.
Oh, did Sherry get cut off?
I think that's what happened. I think she got cut off.
Oh, okay. 'Cause I lost my boom, and so that I thought, you know, everything happened.
She might not know either yet. I don't know.
I guess not. And, that was weird. Hi. So you're a guy. That's nice to have you on the phone.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys.
Oh, yes.
I hear all talking. Okay, so my headset died, so I'm back on cell phone. Sometimes my cell phone headset also goes out, so Mike is going to tell me what we need to do if you suddenly can't hear me again. Send a Q&A. How's that? And he'll check in that. So I'm on my cell phone, which is the way most people do it, but my headset's a little rough. Okay, so word triggers. Let's see here. I went through a lot of word triggers, but I don't know where we ended, where you guys lost me. You put us on interactive, Mike? I need to be on. Hi, guys. When was the last thing you heard today?
Power station.
We're at politics.
Power station. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a really good one to end on. They're so powerful. They help me. Okay. All right. So, I think I know where I am, so I'm just going to repeat that part. So let's go ahead and go off of interactive and back to lecture. Thank you. All right. So we did politicians and their names. And then we did, I'll just add these again, Monsanto, GMO, vaccines, the elite, Illuminati, the 1%. Then we did energy for feeling indecisive, procrastinating, inhibited, and surrendering. So when you think of the word surrender, I want you to think of grace and alignment. Many of us have memories of surrender being where you lost something important or your identity, which is sort of true in this, but you're giving up into a nicer identity. This isn't like you lost a war or, you know, an important football game. This is different. So I want you to feel alignment when you hear that word, surrender. I want you to elevate that word in your being. So you can have a relationship with words that no one around you has. And this is a little funny, but it does work. Inhibition, procrastination, all the places you're indecisive, let's invite those back home. And when I'm talking about politicians' names, there's so many triggers in history with politicians. So I want you, or leaders, or you know, people that caused harm to big groups of people, either corporately or politically. So let's go ahead and love all those parts. All right, and so we're running energy up and down everyone's core, and that giant staff of light that goes up and down, strengthening everyone's ability to hear and their insight. Very good. Very good. Okay, so now I want to move on to numbers. And some of you have very specific numbers that were like your account numbers. And so I want you to also put those in the big golden cauldron, all of your account numbers. If you don't know what they are, that's fine. Just put all the numbers in. In all the languages that you speak. I'm going to put a zero in. And all the places you felt like a zero, that you were X'd out, eliminated, or annihilated. I'm going to put one in and strengthen going from zero to one, and where one felt lonely, alone, or abandoned. And where you felt too much power by being the one. And I'm going to strengthen one to two, and where two felt that you were being smothered, codependent, or unable to be unique. I'm strengthening two to three, where three was a crowd, where three was not serious, or three meant indulgence. And we're running light around all of the zero, all of the one, and the two, and you can run this light of energy in any configuration you want. And three, we're doing it there. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's fine. I'm doing it for you. But if you want to participate, I'm telling you how. Three. Three to four, and where four was a boring number. Four square, two stayed, stuck. Very good. And I'm moving to five and strengthening four to five, where five had religious symbols, pentagons, a lot of strength in a five, and a lot of change in a five, sometimes an unstable energy about it. Let's strengthen everybody to that. Five to six, where six was too much responsibility. All the places you helped other people shine but weren't shining yourself. And seven. And strengthening six to seven, where seven feels occultish, where it feels spiritual, where it feels heavy, where it feels like a mission that's difficult to complete, where it feels dark. Strengthening six to seven and seven to eight. Eight, the infinity symbol. Eight can also be very obsessed and desirous of its own way, over controlling. And any other way you feel about a certain number, whether it's lucky or unlucky. I want to get neutral to this. And nine, we're in a 9 year, so we're all talking about our completions. And so beginnings and endings, and I'll strengthen everyone to beginnings and endings. in our 9 year, it's like we're all sort of getting compressed, like our really high highs and our really low lows. They've got, you know, all the polarity where they're swinging. Everything is getting, you know, pressure to resolve this. Strengthen the pressure of a nine, the pressure to complete, the pressure to get on with it, the pressure to finish, the pressure to begin anew, and the fear around all of it. And now I want to strengthen every combination of numbers in every possible way. So I'm running them. And where there are commas and decimal points. So any combination of numbers and commas and decimal points. I'm going to strengthen everyone for all numbers to work in your favor. And all the places you think it won't, we'll delete that, or it's just out of reach. Very good. So we'll let the dolphins swim around everyone a bit more with this. I want to also bring in all the parts that are stuck on the phrase, how many? Like if you could only be divorced so many times. You could only sleep with so many people. You could only have so many and a limitation of that. All the places you feel limited by how many and what's too much. Too much food, too much health, too much happiness, too much sorrow. Let's just delete all of that, all those patterns of too much. Okay. All right. I'm going to talk about birth order. So also, whatever your birth order is and everybody else's birth order, we're going to put that in the gold pot we have here because there's a lot of information that's been floating out about who you should be because of your birth order, like being spoiled, over-responsible, firstborn's the successful one, everyone else is a goof-off, the middle one gets ignored, all of that, anything that you have about birth order. Go ahead and strengthen that and strengthen your family to see you in a new way despite your birth order. Okay. I have some more words. So let's put those back in our gold cauldron. Debt, bankruptcy, prosperity, rich, wealth. Deadlines, targets, ripped off, trying, hope. Urgency, step back, perspective, working, playing, needs. All right, so we'll put a lot of light on that. Let's go to all the places where you have these triggers, and let's go ahead and love them. Whew, it's a lot to clear out. A lot of it's very mundane, but it's a lot to clear out. We'll strengthen everybody's core to the infinite potential, to a new reality, with some of these word triggers in them. Okay, the strength of you to creation. You know, I forgot some, so I'm going to add these. Subtraction, multiplication, division, addition, exponential, strengthening everyone to exponential growth where they want it. Okay, very good. Okay, so let's take some questions and see where we are. And let's see. All right, so let's go to 519.
Oh, my God, that's me.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much. Oh, my God, the call's been wonderful. I'm sure you made it exactly just for me. That's what it felt like. Oh, my God. Now, I do have one thing, though. It seems that when I...
What's your name?
Donna, sorry. Yeah.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. When I seem to interact with within my relationships, I've always prided myself on being practical, but I think this practicality is kind of getting in the way because I resort back to that. It's sort of like, well, you have to be practical about this. So money-wise, just had a... Mm-hmm. You know, an argument with my husband, and it came, you know, blew up into all of these pieces, but really it came back to my feeling, like I felt that I had to be practical about money and practical about things. And does that get in the way then? I mean, can I be too practical? I'd rather
yes.
just have awareness.
So awareness is different than practical, right?
Yeah, I'd love to be in awareness yeah. because I think my practicality...
Logical.
Yeah.
Sometimes practicality, I will give you an example. So when the stock market had its last big crash, I knew exactly great stocks to buy, and my practical side wouldn't let me because they were kind of frivolous kinds of stocks, mm-hmm. but I knew they were going to like go up like crazy. I just could not let myself do it because everyone was like shoring up, right, getting ready for how bad it could really get. And I let it go, and I only allowed myself to buy a little of it. But, my gosh, I would have done quite well if I just allowed my intuition to take over, an impractical intuition. So it's worth examining where is your practicality getting in the way.
Yeah.
So we have people in this group that are very practical, who won't let, you know, who kind of let that take over from the intuition. Mm-hmm. And we have people whose intuition and dreams kind of take over, and they kind of lost sight of an insight that's a practical kind of a four square reality. We need all of it, really.
Yeah.
So let's go into all the places where we're swinging from one to the other or stuck in one. So let's go to the polarity of it. Outrageous, amazing dreams and the practical side, the practical which can be inhibiting side. Practicality is where everyone wants to go when things are really bad because it's safe.
Well, my husband lost his job. He hasn't had a job in 4 months.
Recently?
For about 4 months now going on, and he hasn't been able to get a job. So I just feel we have to be practical.
What does he want to do that's impractical?
Oh, well, the idea the other day was just what the argument was, he wanted to drive an hour and a half away to go to this trade show that had nothing to do with him getting a job or anything like that. And I felt that it wasn't practical.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about a possibility for him that
mm-hmm.
maybe it would have gotten him out of his thinking that wasn't going so well, like stinking thinking.
Yeah.
Or it could be that he was going to get inspiration by going.
Okay.
It could be. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I know.
He might be needing to express in those ways. So
yeah.
So you're practical. So where is practical and control messing with this? Does it feel a little controlling? Tell me what you feel about it.
Oh yeah. Oh, I get that for sure. Yeah.
Let's love the part that's controlling through practicality.
What's that?
Controlling through practicality?
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds dead on.
Yeah, because you don't want him to mess up again.
Mm.
And we feel this almost a parental feel, right? So let's go ahead and love this part.
Yes.
And all the times parents made you, you know, toe a line. It kind of reminds me. So this is what's going on here. So when you have that really dense feeling of that control and logic that you had in this experience,
mm-hmm.
It's very powerful. You've put a lot of power into it and belief into it. So let's strengthen all of that and just free it a little bit. Then you'll get a little more freedom in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll also be able to recognize your own flights of inspiration that you need to do.
Mm.
Yeah, because we all have to have that fresh breath in order just to get something new.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
did he go to the show or no?
Pardon?
Did he go or not?
Oh, it's not until next Sunday.
Okay. So, you know, it feels like there's a little bit of sadness, Donna, about this control. What are you feeling next?
Well, I think it's just controlled my life because
yeah.
I can't have fun. You know, I used to think it was such a good thing to be practical, but I'm seeing that it's not.
That's not very playful.
No, it sort of rules me, and it has my father's voice in it. It's like you don't spend money on something that isn't logical or practical, or you know, there was
right.
no fun, there was no joy in that, and I get that. It just seems so ingrained in me. And then being a Capricorn,
it's depression era thinking. Love the depression era thinking. So let's go into all the parts that had to just hold tight, so people wouldn't starve to death. Now, of course, if we're going to be really neutral about it, we can be okay either way, right? Being practical, not practical. So all the places you've been practical where it held you back, let's love all those pieces and parts. Like they suck a lot of joy out of your life.
Yeah. It's like I don't know another way, and I'd really like another way.
Okay, this gets you another way.
Yeah.
Keep loving all those parts because that'll loosen this up. Because in a rich life, you know, an enriched life, you want play and you want to be able to go and get the math right. I mean, you want both, right?
Mm-hmm.
So strengthen you for that. I see almost like finger pointing, being put in a place. This is where you live. Okay, I'm going to bring in more light to just move some of this out faster for you.
Thank you.
How are you doing? What are you feeling?
I'm shaking.
Yeah, it's a lot. All the places that parental voice held back your inspiration and your intuition, inhibited other intelligences. And we'll let the infinite come in and start dissolving some of those patterns for you. And we'll do this for everyone on the call. And for those who are swinging the other direction, where you can't get practical to save your life, let's go ahead and love the parts that are resisting practicality. Very good. I'm going to leave this energy with you, Donna. I feel like it's going to keep working for quite some time.
Same too.
Let's try to dissolve a little at a time and just keep going and going and going. Let us know how you're doing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Next caller. Let's see. Area code 813. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Lisa, and yeah, I'm new here. That's funny because I didn't know you were calling me. Thank you. What I've really, one of the many things that is in my life is constantly worried I make the wrong choice or the wrong decision, and the, you know, being seen, and I won't, it's just like I'm frozen because, you know, I don't know who to call for, you know, if I need help, for medical or for anything else, anything. It doesn't matter. Throwing something away or doing something, it's just, I'm always frozen, like fear of, what if I make the wrong choice? What if I make the wrong decision?
I'm glad you brought that up. That would have been a really good energy for us to work on. So everyone who feels that they are afraid to make the wrong choice, let's go in and strengthen that. All the places that are frozen to act, and all the times that being seen was dangerous. And not knowing if you're actually through with something. So let's go into, you know, I get this image of like, it's almost like Anne Frank, someone hiding out and cannot be seen. And the smallest word or thought, even if you think too loudly, someone might hear it and you could be harmed. Do you feel that kind of inhibition in you? Do you feel that?
To an extent. I mean, I won't even hardly leave the house, or I mean, I don't go walk or anything. It's like my whole life is like I didn't want to be seen.
Okay. Now, I want you to see yourself being seen, and what happens? What happens if you're seen? What do you feel?
If attention comes my way, I don't know what to do with it. I don't know how to interact.
Okay. Is it like a social anxiety?
Yes.
Okay.
I can on the surface, like if I go, you know, talking to a sales clerk or library, you know, people I'm dealing business with, or you know, I used to work customer service, but it's just the surface, and, you know, I'm always, but just anything deeper than that. And that's just a very rare, I barely do that kind of stuff, too, so.
Do you live alone?
Yes.
Okay. So, are you up for a little bit of homework?
Yes.
Okay.
Homework's another trigger. Homework's
okay,
a big trigger.
Let's love all the parts that resist homework. All right. All right. So I want you to, when you strengthen your core, do you know what I'm talking about? Do you feel good about that?
more like the grounding and the.
Yep.
Bringing the
light. So it's 100% infinite potential. Let's strengthen you to be strong around other people. And where you're equal to other people. Have you ever seen a fun television character who is very awkward around other people, but she's still lovable? I want you to know that you're lovable no matter how your interaction is. So that part that has that deep sense of embarrassment or shame or feeling judged, let's go ahead and love her. How are you doing, Lisa?
It's just thoughts back of everywhere I was, like in relationships or either with family or with other, you know, with partners or whatnot. It was never good.
Okay.
So
all the places that you feel it was never good, let's love those homes.
Yeah,
so we want to be strong to our memories. I'm sorry, what?
I was made to feel less than worthy of anything, so.
Yeah. So remember earlier when I was talking about, like, our parts of ourselves are like orphan children or children that are refugees that have nowhere to go. Those parts have never been nurtured in our lives. No one else did it. And we are going to be the ones that do it for ourselves. So I want you to gather all the parts of yourself that are ready to receive unconditional love. How do you feel about the word unconditional love?
I'm feeling a trigger. I mean, I feel a trigger there, not having received
okay.
it or allowed to myself to receive it, yes.
Yeah, deserving. So let's love the part that feels undeserving. This is what I want you to do. I want you to strengthen yourself, even if it's listening to an MP3 or listening to one of these calls again, where we just stream the unconditional love, if that means dancing around your house or listening to music. And then I want you to go out of your house and get some smiles. And you can smile at people and make them smile back. And if one person doesn't smile back and they're shy and they look down at the ground, don't worry. I just want you to go out and get 5 smiles a day. And even if it's a dog that comes up to you and smiles, that counts. But I want you to go get some smiles. I want you to start feeling interaction coming back. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter if you trip over your tongue or they do or they're embarrassed too. I want you to get smiles. And you can even make it where it's like someone in a store. I mean, they're like, they have to smile at you. They're supposed to. So just go and get those smiles. Get 5 smiles a day and see if we can break out of this. Now, so what this is you've completely made yourself less and less and less. So we can just bring all these parts back and take a deep breath for me. All the parts that left because of this program that you're running. Let's invite them back. Delete the program of isolation, of frozen, fear of choice. I want you strong to all the choices that you've made that felt wrong later and all the ones that felt right. Somehow I feel like someone has talked you into you don't make good choices. Everyone makes choices. And then sometimes they turn out better than others, and who really knows? Do you remember there's an old cone that's really quite good where there's there's like a spiritual man and he's in his house and someone knocks on the door and says, you're going to have to raise this baby. And he knows it's not his baby, but he raises it anyway. And he just kind of goes along and he does it. And he doesn't think whether this is good or bad. And then it turns out the young boy that he raises has hurt his leg. And it seems like a bad thing, but it turns out to be a good thing because now he can't go into fight a war where everybody dies. And it just kind of goes on and on and on. So sometimes what seems good is not good, and what seems bad is not bad. So let's kind of get to a more neutral sense of what our choices are. Sometimes just because we're allowed and we're alive, we get to make choices. So make the choice that people are going to smile at you. It'll strengthen everyone to get more smiles, including you, Lisa.
I don't have trouble when I go out because, you know, I'm friendly towards people. You know, I do smile at, I actually make people smile where they're happier to see me than a lot of others because other people are being
good.
Not so. And the few, though, who, I mean, if we're wanting to, if they be friendly, like wanting to be friends or something, it scares me.
Okay, because they want something of you? Or do you think you're going to disappoint them later? Tell me what it is.
I think it's more that I'll disappoint them.
Yeah.
Or they'll want something from me I can't get because I'll disappoint them, yeah.
Yeah. And how do you feel when you disappoint them?
I feel not worthy, and I feel sorrow, and I'm disappointing myself too. So.
Okay, all the times that you felt the sorrow, let's love those parts, and disappointment with yourself. It's impossible to have a relationship where you're not disappointing somebody. Did you know that?
Yes.
And do you know some people use their disapproval and disappointment as a way to control you?
Yes, I am aware of that.
And to make you wrong. So let's go into all the places someone used that disapproval of you and disappointment of you to control you and make you less than the beautiful whole being you are. And let's love those pieces. They're syncing up now. Very good. We all disappoint everyone, but it's just a minor thing. And someone who's truly your friend, it's just a small thing. It's their problem, not yours. But all the places where they made it your problem, let's love that. Do you feel that coming back, Lisa?
I can feel, yeah, some of it. There's something also that it's like when I am outside and I go, because I live in an area where if I would go a short ways away, it's beautiful because I'm close to the beach, Daytona Beach area. And whenever I see something that's beautiful, it's like it hurts, mm-hmm. It's so painful. Or, you know, where something that makes me happy for a little bit so painful, then that I won't allow myself to experience it again.
Yeah.
A big reason, too, that I guess I hide it's just like, then I won't be. It's so weird.
Is the beauty painful? Tell me about the pain.
It's like, I don't know what to do with it.
Is it touching?
And it's touching, but it's whenever I've experienced a very joy or something beautiful, it's been either I've been punished for it, or it's been taken away from me.
Correct. Okay, so let's love these parts that are inhibited from feeling beauty and love and joy. So earlier I said I see a situation where you had to hide so thoroughly. It was like Anne Frank hiding in the top of a house behind a secret door. And even her breath could cause death and destruction to people around her. So she had to make herself smaller and smaller and smaller. And she listened very attentively to people who said that they disappointed and that even the experience of joy could send out such a big vibration that it could bring damage to people around her. So I want you to love this part that experienced this in another dimension. And let her know that she is now free. And she has been born into a world where it's safe to feel beauty and love. And to let your vibration get bigger and bigger and bigger. I want you to think of something beautiful, and let's expand that for you. And I know everybody on this call wants you to feel beauty. So all the places, all the parts of yourself that feel like you denied beauty and joy within yourself, let's love those parts. You're doing really well, Lisa. Keep going. Just let the love flow. You don't have to limit it this time. So I want to strengthen you to contraction. So all the places that you felt contraction is stronger than expansion. You're doing a beautiful job. You're also bringing in a lot of light. This is going to work on you for a long time because you're really making some big, big steps. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling the energy, and I'm feeling gratitude.
Good.
Finally bringing up that fear.
Yeah, you did it. Congratulations. So there are lots of times that you're, I love to hear you laugh. So the part of you that feels that contraction, just allow it to expand. Because you don't have to contract anymore. Just let your energy expand out into a big bubble and go as high as it wants. Because it's safe to be seen. And all the places that still think that it's not, let's love those parts. Okay, so are we having another session, Lisa?
We haven't. I haven't scheduled. I was going to go through all of these calls before I did.
Okay, great. I look forward to it. It was a pleasure to speak to you.
I literally live blocks from Intercoastal River and just a few more blocks.
Uh-huh. Are you there, Lisa? Oh, put Lisa back. Lisa?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You said you live blocks from the Intercoastal River?
I live blocks from an Intercoastal River and just a few more blocks from the ocean, and I haven't stepped foot on the beach for months.
and
that's going to be my homework even more so than some smiling people. I'm going to the effing beach.
Yes, go to the beach.
I usually say the other one, though.
And then I want you to work up to a word or two. All right. It was a
pleasure, Lisa.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's take another call. Okay, let's see here. How about, let's see, 774?
Yes, that's Betsy.
Betsy, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you, Sherry? I'm so glad to be
good,
on the call.
I'm good. I'm sorry?
So, no, I just said I'm so glad to be talking to you.
Oh, yeah. I'm very happy to talk to you, too.
So, that this whole call has been absolutely astounding. I want to say thank you, first of all. It's really hit a lot of things in me, and I'm feeling a little bit vulnerable. But one of the words I wanted to work with is, maybe it's quite similar to practical, but it was responsibility.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I just felt responsible for all sorts of things that I know logically I'm not responsible for. Growing up, I was so empathetic that when something happened to somebody, it felt almost like, you know, I either had to fix it or somehow I'd been responsible for it happening, which is, you know, totally illogical.
Right, right.
It interferes a lot with my ability to be playful and to play. It's like, you know, this weight of something that has to come first before I can just give way to going out and being joyful.
Okay. I know this one pretty good. So, firstborn child. Okay, so let's strengthen you to a responsibility. So our response is our ability to respond, right? So let's go into all the places that we play with that word, and we'll run light through it, through the R, the E, the S. I feel like Aretha Franklin, spelling word. run light through all of the letters of responsibility. So it really means just our ability to respond, and how we respond. And it's one of those words that has been layered on energetically. So responsibility means you're going to clean your bedroom. Responsibility means you're going to do the dishes. Responsibility means you're in charge of all your brothers and sisters. Responsibility means that you're going to care about your credit score above all things. Responsibility means... Responsibility means that you're going to show up when anybody calls and needs you. You know, so responsibility becomes part of the identity, and it actually goes to the opposite. So we don't actually really have the ability to respond from our core. We're responding out of this the level of our collective group or our tribe or our family that has overlaid the true meaning of our ability to respond. So let's get into our core. And for everyone, whatever language you're using, where there's a word means you're over-responsible or under-responsible or being blamed for not responding in the way other people want you to or did, and that's so ingrained in your identity, you don't even know who you are. Let's go ahead and strengthen that. And it almost always, Betsy, crosses over to where we need people to do what we need them to do. And if they don't, we're so disappointed too. It's almost like a chain reaction of how we pass down this word. Strengthen.
Right. It's kind of like, well, I wouldn't have done that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's not very responsible of you. All right. So everyone around you, everyone that we've ever felt this energy of within our family, let's strengthen their alignment and our alignment so the light can flow through. Mm. So everyone can be responsible for themselves and themselves. So this is another word save, and bring into the light. And that is by every time you think, once you start and enough people start thinking of words differently, the whole world can change. So once you just flip this word to responsibility means everyone is takes care of themselves and responds from their core the way they need to, period. And let everything else leap from that word. How does that sound?
That sounds great. It frees me up to have choices and to recognize what's mine and what isn't. The boundaries are clearer.
Right. Exactly. And you can be more playful because you're not having to correct things in others that aren't yours to correct in the first place. So much energy you get to have back.
Exactly. It's a certain arrogance in thinking that way. Kind of an odd thing. Yeah. It's like, it's almost like, who the hell do you think you are? seen from,
well, that's
from the other side.
That
you know?
Is true.
Yeah.
But we've sort of covered it. You know how you put a bunch of whipped cream on a pile of dog crap? We've sort of covered into you're an important person if you're responsible,
Right.
And
right.
That's kind of how it is. That's how we played with it, that we are, so we think of it all puffery. We kind of have this sense that we're bigger than we are, we're different than we are, more important than other people because we're so darn responsible.
There's something pompous about it.
Right. So all the places you ever felt that, delete that.
Whew.
And reset. So there
That's
you
great.
Go. And I'm so glad you brought up that word. That really is an important one.
I'm feeling the lightness in the play already. Thank you.
You are?
I'm feeling the lightness in the, yeah, definitely.
You get back. You're not responsible.
Yeah, I get to laugh at myself.
Thank
but in a
you
good
very
way.
Much.
Yes, thank you, Sherry. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay, so let's go on to, let's see. I can't actually read right now, so hang on. 651. Hi, 651.
Hi, is this 777?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, who is this?
This is Eileen. Are you there?
Oh, I just lost. Oh, there you are.
All right, can you hear me?
Say your name.
Eileen.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you at all.
Can you hear me?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
615, are you there? 651?
Yes, I'm
Eileen?
Here. I'm here.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Oh, that was so weird.
I'm
oh,
not
I've
hearing
been,
you.
I've been saying
okay.
it.
So
yeah,
what's
been
going
saying
on
it.
With you today?
Well, this was an awesome call, like one of the best I've ever been on. And when you had talked about numbers and words, all I wrote to you was, would you deal with the subliminal messaging that goes on? Not really
understanding
how.
Eileen, you're breaking up. Are you talking right into your phone?
Yeah, I am. Let me try again. Can you hear anything right now?
I can hear you. You're just kind of muffled.
All right. I sometimes have problems with my phone, so we'll try this again. I had written in about subliminal messaging and not realizing how much direct messaging is done. So I don't know if you can touch on subliminal.
Okay, Eileen, say that again.
Can you hear me? Are you there? Sherry, are you there?
Okay, so take your question before I assist you again. Big echo, honey. Big echo.
Are you there, Sherry?
I am.
Ooh, I heard that.
Okay, good.
Are you hearing me in echo?
Yeah, I'm hearing you in a really weird whisper. That was so bizarre. Can you hear me now?
Oh,
Yeah, we had to switch. So you're hearing me in whisper, but I can hear you clearly, finally.
Okay.
So tell me what's going on.
Well, I was going to ask you about subliminal messaging. And
right.
That's what I wrote in about and didn't realize how much direct messaging we get about
right.
words and numbers.
Right.
So one of the things is I feel very open and receptive to receiving all that you have taught us, but I feel like there's a block.
Okay.
Like it's all sitting right at the edge of my throat and almost
okay.
like it's bumping up against my body. And I can't get it to go in or integrate or digest.
Okay, so you're talking about my teaching or you're talking about the parts of yourself you're bringing back?
Interesting.
Let's start with you. The parts of yourself that are ready to integrate.
I was going to say your teaching.
Well, it's more, so the teaching brings you to this other part. So my job
yeah.
is to bring up the parts we want to integrate because I want you whole and unique and not mini-me. Let's bring in these parts. Let's bring in all the parts that we've addressed. Let's love them, Eileen.
I think there's a part of me that feels responsible for all the other people on the call or all the other people in the world, and it's almost like I won't let myself come back in and
mm-hmm.
heal or shine.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked about this last week. I was picked again. I mean, this is at the end of 2 hours. I stayed on. I thought, well, I'll keep my hand up, see what happens.
Okay,
and
so this is a body shatsa thing? You are responsible for everyone in the world, and you won't let yourself shine until what?
Everybody else is saved, I think.
That's
or
like health. That's an old bodhisattva alignment, and that means that everyone else has to go through the door before you. Does that
I
make sense?
I agree with what you're saying. We've even talked about this last call. It was my knees were holding old victims of pain, et cetera, and so this whole week has been worse than I have ever experienced with this leg, and I thought, oh, my God, what is happening here?
Okay.
And so then I'm wondering where there might be integration for other people also.
Okay, let that go.
Or I have a huge issue with only allowing me to go forward.
Let that go. Everyone else's stuff. Because you're going to try to integrate for other people. And we're not in that paradigm anymore. We're letting them take care of themselves. And our light assists them because we show them a way just by being who we are. And if we're choosing a path that by not moving, we're showing them a way, or being less than who we are, we're showing them a way. It's a path you can choose. You have that choice. But it's not your finest path. So let's take a
what
breath.
What was the second word you used? It's not my what path?
It's not your finest path.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're using suffering as a way to teach people.
Ugh, yeah. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. So let everyone else's integrations go back to them. And everyone who has your integrations with Eileen, go ahead and love them home. All right. So let's go back to you, Eileen, and your parts that are ready to shift. And let's love those.
I know my voice is wanting to come back.
Okay. We'll move the energy right through your chakra, your throat chakra. So some of these things that you're trying to integrate through your throat are going to come through your heart and then up to your throat. Some might come
okay.
directly from your crown down, but they're coming in different directions. So can you just go to unconditional love for these aspects of yourself?
Yes.
That are ready to be home and ready to join the new paradigm as to how we work with people. Okay, do you feel that? Lots of pieces syncing up.
I can feel a little tingling at the tops of my thighs. And just
okay.
the wanting desperately to understand and believe what you're saying. that all I have to do is shine and that lets go of my responsibility of integrating other people.
Okay.
Or helping other people or saving other people or so
it's
back to that responsible
that,
other
okay,
word.
But,
I'm
responsible
in the other
look at how look at all
way.
These steps you checked. You skipped there. So you went from
so that,
all you have to do is integrate other people. And then to your physical issue, right? So I'm suggesting that we go to your alignment first. And all the places you're holding teachings of old paradigms, let's let those go. And it's not me asking them to go. I'm suggesting
mm-hmm.
they may be there and allow your highest self, your source, to co-create with you, to let go of what no longer belongs to you.
That feels stronger.
Of course it's stronger. Let that come in. Because you're not supposed to be a mini-me. Let all of this come in. Let all of this come in. There you go. So through that co-creation, there's lots of stuff unwinding. We're letting all those patterns unwind, all that inhibition go, all that stagnation go. So you have a lot of physical stagnation
mm-hmm.
wrapped up in that mission. So all the missions you've been holding on to that are ready to upgrade, let's go ahead and get those moving now. Everywhere you agreed to be physically disabled so other people could go first, let's go ahead and delete those. It's almost like I see you aware of like a beggar who is not able to take a shower, doesn't have a home, and is completely dependent on other people. And there's an identification with that that sort of setting himself back so he can teach other people compassion. Let's
mm-hmm.
upgrade that. We don't need that for you anymore. And see if you agree. See if your higher self agrees.
It does.
Okay, very good. So all the places you have a program of holding yourself back, let's delete. You're really strong there. I mean, do you feel all that energy flow?
I don't necessarily feel it flow, but I know that something's changing.
Mm-hmm.
I just
okay.
kept sensing upgrade, get rid of that old programming.
Exactly. So I'm going to bring in energy for you and everyone else working on a pattern right now that you just really know is outdated. Patterns
mm-hmm.
of waiting, patterns for letting other people through the door first, patterns of who what is my responsibility to my life in this world and other people. And let's bring in this energy. And it's part of it is upgrade because we're actually quite responsible with other people. It's just that we're upgrading it. It's not going to be in that old control or teach compassion kind of way. It's completely different now. There you go. You're doing well.
Thank you. when that last caller was talking about responsible, there's a hit with old programming that your purpose in life is to serve others.
Right.
And the word serve in some way has a real heavy energy to it and it's compression.
Servant or service?
Actually serve, because I think I've cleared the other words, but the word, you know, you're only good if you're serving others.
Right.
And yourself is the last in line.
Right.
So
look how
like,
far that's come. Look how far, let's think of the beginning of what serve is. To actually have something to serve other people means you actually had something to begin with. I think the energetic progression of serve has gotten to where now everyone thinks we're supposed to be giving from an empty cup. And I know we've talked about that and other things. Like we're supposed to give until you are inside out and nothing, right? And you're supposed to give to your last dying breath. I mean, crazy stuff. So let's, and it is crazy, but we all collectively believe this. So let's get into all the places where service has, you know, has been maimed, you know, because we're not even allowed to fill our cup before we have a different service. So we're going to serve ourselves first. Our alignment comes first. Our filling our cup comes first.
Ooh, that's so good.
Yeah. Self-sacrifice is so ingrained. Again, it's almost like the words have got taken on completely different meanings through people misunderstanding and their level of light. But here's an amazing way to serve the world. Start changing the words. You know, if all we did was just take the heaviness off the language we use, we'd have a completely different world.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There you go. So how does service feel to you now?
It feels full
uh-huh.
and positive. Like I will serve when I'm able to, when I'm full, versus
good.
Like you had mentioned it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a slave.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, even slavery, a valuable slave had something to give to begin with.
Right.
So we've just strangled how this is. And because I probably triggered a bunch of people on that word, let's go ahead and work on remaining slavery triggers where our will is no longer aligned to our source. So take it all the way. Take it all the way to your source. It can be your personality will, it could be any will, but dare to take it all the way to your source.
I think I'm getting lost on take it all the way to my source. I know what it means to take it to my higher power, but
meaning
take the word serve and bring it
yes.
all the way till it's really not even coming from me, it's coming from that higher source?
Yes, that's what alignment is.
Okay.
Now, your higher self is another word for that place that works between your body and source. And you can work with a lot of different meanings of this. And I have, my gosh, I have. But it all comes down to this. We're all connected to source. And the more that we work on that, the faster our evolution happens. We all have our unique thing. We don't need to go through anyone else to get it. You can be in a group like these calls that help you remember and help you get there. And it can actually help you connect. But it's your right to go ahead and allow that to come in. So the word right is a trigger word too, isn't it? So let's go into that word.
It's R-I-T-E and W-R-I-T-E.
Yeah, let's go into the right. And when we think of what's
actually is R-I-G-H-T also, like you're right or you're wrong.
You're right. Yeah,
ooh,
because when we think of right, we're talking about polarity earlier. We have to be right, or when other people had to be right, but they were wrong. And then we're also talking about what is good and what is bad. Let's just go to neutral right action, which is that right action comes from our core. And that is, you could call it an intuitive action. So we can avoid all these trigger words or we can transmute them.
Yeah.
And if we just keep avoiding all the things, I talk about this in the medical intuitive thing, the more we avoid, our life just becomes smaller and smaller. So at a certain point, we need to dare to transmute some of this stuff and to work with it in a different way. How are you feeling?
Actually, really, really good.
Great.
There's a little bit in me that still believes I won't be able to integrate it, but I would like to also, you know, clear that too.
Integrate
there is a
what?
Very heavy, there's a very, very heavy belief in me that I will not ever be free. So
free
even though you just moved free of the pain and the burden and the poverty.
Okay. Okay, so I think that's part of the old
programming, yeah.
Yeah, spiritual alignments. Let's go into freedom, poverty. What was the other one?
Pain. Pain, burden, poverty.
So we're talking about the beggar on the street.
Yeah.
So that's just going. That program's going.
Okay. How about if we do a going, going, gone?
Going, going, gone. It's fine with me.
Let's just have it be gone.
Let's take out that program and bring in another one, the light and the love.
Oh, that's what we needed.
And let's go take all the aspects of you that ever felt like being a beggar on the street was a service to other people. And let's love the times it worked and the times it didn't seem to work. And the fact that you played that program beyond its usefulness. Let's just love all those parts.
Yes.
Every single one of us has some part of us that says, why didn't I get that tutor? Let's bring that part in and love it.
Yeah, that feels really good.
Great. I mean, it's been a pleasure to speak to you.
Oh, I feel very blessed. Very, very blessed. Thank you, Sherry. Especially because I was that weird connection that I thought, oh, I'm going to stay on until we get connected.
I know. Yeah, because usually you just move on through something like that. But we
yeah,
got it.
I was like, please don't. Please don't. Thank
we
you, Sherry.
It. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, let's take another call. Okay. Okay, 919.
Hello. Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Is
Hello.
It Colleen?
Yeah, what an amazing call. Wow.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Everybody, too, that contributed, of course, was right on with everything I was feeling. So
good.
Thank you.
Good.
Something kind of came to my realization last night. About some attached energies, and I was doing some healing over it, and one was my mother's energy, but it was triggered off by me being with my, you know, fiance for the month, about his transitioned wife energy, which felt like the same that was coming from his cat, as we discussed.
Okay.
And the energies were... martyrdom and martyrdom and I can't think right now. I'm sure it'll come to me.
Let's do martyrdom.
But,
so the sense of being martyred. And you can't actually compete with the dying wife or dead wife. So let's go to all the parts of yourself that we're feeling the martyrdom and how that shifts how you think of yourself or how you feel like someone's looking at you. Let's just take all of it out. This is where you allow your fiance, who, for everyone on the call, who had a wife that passed away, to have his experience with her, the one who passed, and you to be you. And sometimes when we have the energy of I'm taking the place of or I'm the next one, we feel like we're supposed to follow in the footsteps, but we don't. We remain ourselves. So let's strengthen ourselves and you to the martyred reality. And there was also the thought about maybe you would die too. So let's strengthen. That's also following in the footsteps of. So we have to strengthen you to your own divine path and that you don't become who you're not. Really strengthening that for you right now. So when we love someone, we often take on a bit of their stuff and what they're projecting on us. So we strengthen you to the projection. Because he didn't fall in love with that. He fell in love with you. And the projection just started later. That's just kind of a natural evolution, because as people start unpacking their baggage as they get into a relationship.
I do remember the other word, too, neediness, and the other feeling, and that triggered, I think this is all triggered, and then because my mom was the same way. Those were the two.
That you would become needy?
Perhaps, yes. Having that and attached. It triggered that off.
Okay, strength and neediness. And mothering and being mothered, being kept, being dependent.
Yes.
So when I look at the word dependent, I see promise. So a promise kept. So let's go into all the places promises were not kept, where being dependent made you a prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
And other people were prisoners when they were dependent.
Because I have fought that all my life to not be dependent.
Right. Because so if we're fighting being dependent and then we find ourselves getting into a dependency, it's going to be triggering both ends of it. So promises broken, that's very strong. So we want to strengthen the promises to yourself and how to care for yourself and how to depend on your source. So let's flip this word to the dependency on him to dependence on source, which is really the only true one out there anyway. So there's a heaviness in that. Loss.
Yes, I feel it. I'm between my phone and my desk.
We found it. Okay, let's delete loss. And all the places you've absorbed his loss. It's actually more his projection on you than her energy. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
And then for you, it reminds you of your mother. So there you've got both entwined, so let's disentangle your mother and the former wife. So Queen Colleen, I want you to bring in your goddess energy here.
Oh, I love
just
that.
Let
thanks
that
for the reminder.
Push all the rest of this away. I feel like you're experiencing some of your mother's sadness, too.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. What was your mom sad about? Being dependent?
Yes, being totally dependent and controlled, and
okay. All the time, spaces, and dimensions that you have been totally dependent and controlled, and you've taken on the energy of your mother and other women who have had that.
Oh, great.
Okay, so confusion is leaving. We know exactly what we want. We are going to be clear and sovereign and sufficient, self-sufficient. So all the places that some part of your consciousness is trying to follow your mother's pattern, you know, an engagement would bring that up. Mm-hmm. Let's just go into that and delete.
Yes.
It's unwinding. Energy's coming in. Very good. How are you feeling?
Oh, much lighter. I feel
okay.
Like Queen Colleen.
Go all right. Queen Colleen is back. Yay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
all right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Thank you, everyone. It's just been a pleasure to work with you today. I'm going to go ahead and do just some final energy work for everyone, everything that got triggered by other people, everything you're still working on. Let's just bring in energies to integrate whatever you have not completed in today's call. Let's bring that forward. Let's bring in the energy to integrate, to love, the light, deleting old patterns, strengthening the core to integrate anything that's bothering us. Some of you have some heavy things, so I'm going to stay with this energy. Okay, we have a new moon. We've got the eclipse. We have some energies coming, strengthening everyone once again to cosmic forces, planetary forces, everyone's feelings about it, everything you see or hear or read about it. Let's delete that. When we're really strong, we're not swinging to these things. We're out of the collective mind. So I'm giving you the opportunity to do this differently and participate in a big collective swing. Now we can use it to our advantage, like let everything clean out that's ready to clean out and let it be a personal upgrade. Very good. All right, there's more energy coming. It feels kind of like a platinum energy. We're going to let that surround the people that's right for. Dolphin energy, essential dolphin energy coming in, and more ultraviolet light with the crystalline energy in it. And the gold, we have to have the gold. Stay grounded. Okay, come on back to your reality and take a big breath, and we'll all say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you, Carrie.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah.